to Washington, where next April construction will begin on a memorial to Martin Luther King Jr. There are memorials to him around the country, but this one is on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., near where King made his I Have a Dream speech. There is a lot riding on this project. Just listen to Morgan Freeman in a public service announcement.
A memorial designed to instill Dr. King's yearning for peace and resolve for justice in generations to come. And just as Dr. King had a dream, so do we, to make this memorial a reality. Help us build Dr. King's
memorial. The planning and fundraising has been more than a decade in the making. Now, though, there is growing debate about one feature of the memorial, a 30-foot-high statue of Dr. King. The Memorial Foundation did not choose an African-American to sculpt it, not even an American, but rather a Chinese sculptor named Lei Yixin.
It's an insult.
That's Gwen Moore of the California chapter of the NAACP.
This is America, and believe me, there is enough talent in this country that we do not need to go out of country to bring someone in to do the work.
Gwen Moore sponsored a recent NAACP resolution opposing the selection of Lei Yixin, specifically because he's from China.
Basically, the resolution points out that to have a country that has one of the worst human rights records be in charge of the monument is a slap in his face.
Harry Johnson is in charge of the MLK Memorial Foundation.
I think it's their right to voice their opinion. I respect their right, number one. Number two, I would say that they don't have all of the facts regarding the selection of Lei and why he was chosen.
Johnson says he's not outsourcing. An African-American architecture firm is still in charge of the overall design, and the statue is only one part of it. Johnson says Lei Yixin was chosen because no one in this country could do it.
When we looked for an African-American to do this work, there are none that could sculpt at this level, and I'm talking about level 30 feet tall, and in a medium of granite or marble.
That's news to African-American sculptor Ed Dwight. I reached him in his studio in Denver. How many public sculptures have you done?
About 104.
104?
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes.
And have you ever done a Martin Luther King statue?
Seven of them.
Seven?
Yes.
So why aren't you doing the one that's going to be on the mall?
That is a famous question, and I've been asking that question for quite a while. Especially since I'm the one that picked the Chinese guy to do it.
You picked him?
I did.
Oh. Dwight originally designed a small model of the sculpture. He thought he was selecting an artist who could take that model and enlarge it to the finished product, 30 feet of carved granite. That's a common practice among sculptors, but Lei Yixin was eventually contracted to do the design as well, and now Ed Dwight is no longer involved in the project. He says that's okay, but he's upset that the foundation did not choose another African-American. Here's Harry Johnson from the Memorial Foundation.
The argument that you need an African-American to do the essence of Dr. King would be an argument saying that only African-Americans ought to do only African-American portraits and not portraits or sculptures of anybody else. And that's just not true in my viewpoint. I believe people ought to be able to do the work if they're qualified to do the work, they have the aptitude to do the work, and a skill level to do the work.
As for the artist at the center of all this, Lei Yixin seems somewhat bewildered by the controversy. He told the Washington Post that Dr. King dreamed, quote, "We would all be brothers and sisters and enjoy equal opportunity. Now I have the luck to get this opportunity." African-American sculptor Ed Dwight is disappointed at the missed opportunity, and not just for him.
This is a 30-foot-tall image of a black man. And this is our opportunity to show to the world, not just the white community in America, that black people have worth, they have talent, they can do things, that we have all the wherewithal, and this is our presentation to the world.
Groundbreaking on the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington is scheduled to begin next April, and you can see photographs of Lei Yixin's model of the statue at our website, npr.org.